And we're holding on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the second line. We started a discussion when you have a person who became a Nazir while he's Tameh. The example of the Mishnah was that he was standing in a Beis HaKvaris when he declared the Nazirus. So we were asking the question, so we know, of course, he needs to become Tameh, he needs to become Tahr, and only then will his Nazirus, only then can he start counting his Nazirus. We had before a Machlokas Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, is his Nazirus even fully in effect during that time? Is his Nazirus even fully in effect during that time when he's Tameh? Does it maybe only fully start in terms of Malkus for everything after he becomes Tahr? In any case, we ended up saying like Rabbi Yechon. Now, we started a discussion. Would he have to, we know he doesn't bring Karbonus at the end of his Tumah, because that would only be for a Nazir who was Tahr and became Tameh, but the question is whether he has to shave before he starts his count of Nazirus. Rava had asked that question, and we were still, Rav Ashi actually had asked that question, and we were in the middle of discussing it. We were trying to bring various proofs one way or the other. So far, we haven't found a solid proof one way or the other. So the Gemara continues, second line of Yud Chesem and Aleph. Toshma, let's bring a proof from a Braisa. The Braisa says, V'timei Rosh Nizroi, the Pasuk says that when the hair, which is the crown of his Nazirus, becomes Tamei, then he needs to, then all the rules that it says in the Pasuk, that he has to bring the Korbanos Tumah and store it all over apply, and that includes that he has to shave. So, B'Tahr Shel Nitma Kos Medaber, so the Pasuk is talking about a Nazir who was Tahr and then became Tamei. Shuton havas seira, he needs to shave at the end, v'havas tziporin, and he needs to bring birds, which are two out of his three korbanos. The korbanos tumah, the korbanos of a nazir tameh, include two birds and one sheep. So the braisa mentions tziporin, but it means the whole collection of korbanos, those two plus sheep. But Pashtus, the reason why the Braisa is mentioning birds is by contrast with a Nazir Tahr, where with him you have the Korbanos of his include three animals and no birds at all. So therefore, the contrast is with a Nazir Tameh, where two of his Korbanos are birds. Anyway, so only when he was Tahr and then became Tameh, and the Pasuk says on him by Yom Morishon Yiplu that the first days, the earlier days that he counted, fall away and he starts all over, as opposed to again a person who was Tameh when he became a Nazir, where there's no Yom Morishonim to fall away because those days didn't start counting yet. So now the one who was Tahr needs Havas Seir, he needs to shave his hair, Havas Tziporin, and bring his birds and other Korbanos. The lifter, on the other hand, the Braisa continues, the lifter as a Nazir, Bekever, and on the other hand, the Pasuk is implying that we patter from those things a Nazir, a person who became a Nazir in the grave, meaning in the graveyard, in the Beis HaKvaris, she'en ton avar seir v'avar tziporin. He doesn't need those things, he doesn't need to shave, and he doesn't need to bring the birds or any other korbanos. So in fact, Tosfa says when our Mishnah had said that a Nazir who was Tomei at the time of his Nazirus doesn't bring Korbanos, that was based on this Braisa. You often have like that where a Mishnah will just give us the din without the source of it, and then the Gemara will bring a Braisa that gives the source of it in a Pasuk. In this case, we start with the Pasuk, and we're going to end up saying why we need the Pasuk, why we can't learn it, why we can't learn it some other way. So that's where we know that he doesn't bring a korban. So the Braisa is saying that he doesn't need that when he was Tomei in the first place, he doesn't need to remove his hair. So now the Braisa says, why do we need that pasuk? Because if it hadn't been for the pasuk, we would have thought to make a kavachomer and say that he should. Somebody who was Tahr to begin with and then became Tomei, he needs to shave his hair and bring the korbanos. You would think that somebody who was Tomei to begin with, where therefore maybe like his Tomei is stronger kind of, you would think in a dinchi a ton avoser avoser tziporin. Wouldn't you think a kavachomer that he needs to do these things? No, Talmud Lomer, but Tomei Matimei Rosh Nizrei. That is why the pasuk uses the word Matimei Rosh Nizrei, because after all, those words are not really needed for the sense of the pasuk. The context of the pasuk, Tosfos points out, is the pasuk says if a mess dies in the Nazir's presence, and then the pasuk continues. V'timei rosh nizrei. So now the crown of his nizirus has become tamei, and therefore he has to shave it, and therefore he has to do everything. So the pasuk could have just said straightforward: if a mess dies in his presence, then he has to shave. Why mention these words v'timei rosh nizrei? That is the pasuk is giving us a miut that this concept does not apply to a nazir who was tamei in the first place. So now we understand the pasuk is talking about somebody who was tahor and now became tamei. She atone havas tayer havas tiparin. He has to shave his hair and he has to bring the birds and the sheep. The lifter is a nazir b'kaper. And on the other hand, the pasuk is implying that we pater a person who became a nazir in the graveyard. So good, Shmamina, then that answers, that Braisa clearly answers Ravashi's question. Yes, the answer is that a nazir who was tomei to begin with, as in the case of our Mishnah, does not in fact have to shave. Not only he doesn't bring the korbanos, as our Mishnah says, but also he doesn't have to shave either. He does the 7 days of becoming Tohar from Tumas Nes, and then he can right away start counting his nazirs. Okay. Now, as Gemara says, earlier in the sugya, we brought a braisa a couple of times that distinguishes between that case and a nazir tohar who became tamei. So we used that braisa in discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We used it in discussing Rav Ashi's question. So now the Gemara asks, "Man Tana Lahadu Tana Rabbanan? Who is the Tana? Who is the author of the following braisa? Ein ben Tomei Shenazar, the Nazir Tahor Shenitma. There's no difference between a Tomei who became a Nazir and a Nazir Tahor who then became Tomei. Ela Shetomei Shenazar. The difference is that if he was Tomei when he first took on the Nazirus, then Shvi Shaloi Olalem Min Aminyan. The seventh day already counts as the first day of his Nazirus because in that case he's not bringing a korban. All he has to do is he needs to become tahor from Tumas Mes. So once he does that, once he's sprinkled with Parah Adumah water the second time on the seventh day, and he tovels, he doesn't need a head of Shemesh because, as Tosfos had said earlier, the Tumah that's left on him at this point, the Tumah of Tzvul Yom, is a very weak kind of Tumah, and it's not enough to block him from becoming a Nazir. So that day counts as the first day of his Nazirus, no different than if he had taken on Nazirus in the middle of the day. So in that case, that works. The nazir tohar shenikma. On the other hand, the nazir who was tohar and became tomei, ein shvi shaloi ola lemin aminyan, his seventh day will not count as the first day of his nazirus because it's not just enough for him that he's going to need on the eighth day as well. He needs to bring his korbanos, and until he brings his korbanos, he can't start his nazirus. He can't restart his nazirus. So the Gemara is asking, which Tana holds that way? And the answer is Amar of Chista Rebbe. The answer is that would be according to Rebbe, which the Gemara is soon going to quote in a couple of lines, Machloikas, between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda about that. So this Braisa must go according to Rebbe. The Amar Rebbe, a Nezirus Tara Chola El Adshmini. Rebbe says exactly that, that the Nezirus Tara does not begin until the eighth day, meaning just a regular case. A Nazir was Tahor when he took on his Nezirus. At some point during his 30 days or however long his Nezirus lasts, he became Tomei. The Torah tells us he has to bring his korbanos and shave and start his nazirus over. When does he bring his korbanos? Only on the eighth day. That the pasuk says clearly. It says that he's tomei for 7 days and he has to be sprinkled with parah of water. Uvayom hashmini, and then on the eighth day he brings his korbanos tumah. And then Rebbe says that means also that only on the day that he brings those korbanos, only then does he restart his nazirus. The E Tamer of Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because if you were to say that the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it can't. Ha'omer Nazirus Tatanam Shvi Hodechayla. He says, of course, yeah, the Nazir is only bringing his korbanos on the eighth day. That the pasuk says, but Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that he can start counting his Nazirus already from the seventh day, as soon as he finishes the major part of his process of becoming Tahor. The fact that he still needs to bring his korbanos, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda does not consider that blocking as far as starting his Nazirus. as the Gemara is going to explain soon, based on how they doubt the psukim. So the Gemara says, "My Rebbe, my Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda." Okay, where do we see these respective opinions of Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda that Rav Chisda is talking about? So like this, the Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, when the Pasuk says, "V'kidash es roshei b'yom ahu," the Pasuk says you should make his head holy on that day. So what day are we talking about? V'yom havas kobanos of divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that would mean on the day when he brings his korbanos, which is the eighth day. So therefore, so only the eighth day can he start counting, can he start recounting his nazirus. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer b'yemtiglachtoi. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that no, b'yom ahu means on the day that he shaves. And now the difference is with a nazir tahor, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, definitely his shaving has to be in conjunction with bringing his karbonus. And as we're going to learn later on, in fact, that if he shaves before he brings his karbonus, then the shaving is no good. Then it's considered as though he shaved in the middle of his nazirus and he needs to wait extra time for the hair to regrow. But that's nazirus tara. That's where he's successfully finishing his nazirus, and that's it. From now on, he's not going to be a nazir anymore. But also, you have in that case, you need to take the hair that he shaves and put it under the pot where the shlomim is cooking. So necessarily, he has to have brought the shlomim. In the case of a nazir tomei, those concepts don't apply. He doesn't. He's anyway having to restart his nazirus. So anyway, he's going to be counting another 30 days or however long his nazirus is going to be. So it's not like he needs. So it's not like we're worried about that. It's considered that he shaved in the middle of his term. And as far as the korbanos, he doesn't do anything as far as the hair, as far as putting it under the korbanos. Later on in the Masechta, we're going to talk about that. The hair is actually also b'hana. It has to be buried. So there's no problem with him shaving the day before he brings his korbanos. So Rabbi Yosi Rebbe Yehuda is saying that on that day, which is the day that he can shave, then already he can start counting his nazirus. So obviously, if we have a braisa that's distinguishing between that versus a nazir who was tomei the whole time, and we're saying a nazir who was tomei the whole time from when he became a nazir is able to start counting on the seventh, unlike a regular nazir who starts counting on the eighth, clearly that can only be according to Reb. What about another braisa? What about this that we learn in a braisa? This one is a Mishnah from the Sechta Christmas. A Mishnah says over there, Nozir Shenitma Tumas Harbe. So further down, at the end of the Amud, we're going to start discussing where Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi get their respective opinions from. But first, let's discuss various braisas and various mishnayas, which one they go according to. So we just said the braisa that contrasts a nozer tome versus a nozer tohor shenitma is according to Rabbi. It can't be according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what about v'hoditnan? What about this that we learn in a Mishnah in Chrysos? Nozer, the Mishnah is describing over there various cases where when a person might have to bring multiple korbanos for one thing that happens again and again, and when they can be yotze with one korban. For example, you have, let's say, a woman gave birth multiple times, she has to bring multiple korbanos for each one. But then there are certain cases where she had a series of miscarriages where she can bring only one korban and it covers all of them. So the Mishnah mentions over there, Nozer Shemitma Tumas Harbe, if a Nozer became Tomei with many Tumas, one after the other, Enemevi El Korban Echad, then he brings only one Korban. Now, Mantan, or one set of Korbanos, that is. Now, Mantana, which Tana would say that? Amr of Chister of Yosef of Yehuda. That must be, according to Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, the Amr Naziros Tara Meshvi Chayla, where he says that the Naziros Tara already begins on the seventh day. In other words, the point is like this. If we were talking about that, let's say, for example, earlier during the 7 days while he's being sprinkled with part Aduma water before he had the chance to be sprinkled on the seventh, if he becomes Tomei again, you can't really call that Tomei's Harbe. It's all effectively one long Tomei. If he became Tomei on Sunday, and then they sprinkled them with part Aduma water on Sunday, and then the first time they sprinkle him is supposed to be on Tuesday, the third day. And then the second time would be, so let's say not Sunday, because you can't sprinkle him on Shabbos. So let's say, for example, he became Tomei on Tuesday. So the first time he's supposed to be sprinkled should be Thursday. The second time should be Monday, which is the seventh day, and then that's it. So fine, let's say he became Tomei on Tuesday, and then again, before he had that, after he was sprinkled the first time on Thursday, he became Tomei again on Friday or Shabbos or Sunday. You can't call that separate tumas. It's one long tuma. So there's no chiddush that he would just be bringing one set of korbanos for that. If we're talking about multiple tumas, then it has to be that we're talking about that his first tumah was already over, namely that he was sprinkled the second time, and now after that, on the seventh day, he became tumah again. So now, if you're going to say that he only brings one korban, that would be according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, Da'amah Naziras Tara Meshvi'i Chayla, where he says that the Naziras Tara begins as of the seventh day. So therefore, so it comes out, what would the scenario of that Mishnah be? Suppose that each time he became Tomei on the seventh day. So let's say he became Tomei Nes 1 week on a Tuesday. He goes through the sprinkling, and now finally it comes Monday. He's gotten sprinkled the second time. That's the seventh day. And therefore, now he's all ready to bring his korbanos the next day. Before he does that, on that same day, Monday, he becomes Tomei again. So now he has to go through the whole process all over again. Now we get to the following week, Sunday, where he's Tahor. So now we're saying each of those times, and then so let's say this continues over and over. So each time we're saying, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, that he never got to a point where he could bring his korbanos. Because Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda agrees, the pasuk says so, after all, that he can only bring the korbanos on the eighth day. So like this, when each time he became Tomei on the seventh day, so on the one hand, we can call it separate tumas, because after all, that's what it is. Each time he was Tahor from the previous tumah when the next tumah happened. On the other hand, we can't say that he should have to bring multiple korbanos, says Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, because he's not yet at a time when he could conceivably have brought his korbanos. So therefore, it's similar to a case where it describes there in the Mishnayos. In Chrysos, it's similar to a case of a woman who had multiple miscarriages all within a period of time after the previous one, when she wasn't yet able to bring a korban for the previous one. So the same idea. So he was Tomei again on the seventh, and again on the seventh, and this happened several times over. And Umanu Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, so therefore that Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Those words are really extra. I mean, we're already saying that that Mishnah is considered, we're already saying that that Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Anyway, so that would be the scenario the Mishnah is talking about. And one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, points out actually that, no, actually that's something else. That's as far as his korbanos, yeah. Later on in the sugya, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that we're saying he became Tomei, then it implies, so far we're saying over here that he becomes Tomei three times, Nitma B'Shvi, because of a Nitma B'Shvi, and then a few lines we're going to have again, because of a Nitma B'Shvi, why three times? And the answer is, he says, because since in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that you only bring Korbanos Tuma when you became Tomei after a day, after at least one full day of Nazirus, on the second day or later. So, on the other hand, if you become Tomei on the eighth day, it doesn't. And according to Rebbe, it matters whether you became Tomei the seventh or the eighth day. So if you only had that he became Tomei twice, then you could say, you know why he's not. You know why he doesn't have to bring korbanos tumah, because maybe the Braisa holds like Rebbe Eliezer that he didn't even have a chance to count one full day of Nazirus before he became Tomei again. So therefore, he's all bringing one korban. Once we say this, that it happens over and over, the point is, though, it's much more than a day or 2 days since he started his original Nazirus. And nevertheless, we're still saying he brings only one korban, so therefore that's why it mentions that he became Tomei so many times. But anyway, the point is that Mishnah in Chrysos would go according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Why would we say that? Why indeed would Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda say that he gets away with bringing only one korban? Kiven de la yotza shah ha-ru'uya la-habi korban, because he never went out to a time when he could conceivably bring the korban. Had it happened that he became Tomei on the eighth day, so had it happened in our original scenario, he became Tomei on Tuesday, and he was sprinkled the second time the following week, Monday, and then Tuesday he's bringing, and Tuesday morning comes, and he's ready to bring his korbanos, even if he hasn't actually brought them yet, and then he became Tomei again, then fine. Then that would be that he's already at a time when it's suitable to bring a korban. So then we might say that he doesn't get away with bringing one korban. He would in fact have to bring multiple sets of korbanos. So therefore, ain't a chayiv al a korban echad. But because that didn't happen, because he became tomei again on the seventh day, therefore he's chayiv only one korban. And we have to say, says Reb Chiska, that that Mishnah is according to Reb Yosef ben Yehuda, de'itamer Rebbe, because if you were going to say that that Mishnah is according to Rebbe, that he has to anyway wait till the eighth day to start his Nezirus over again, well then, if we're talking about that each time he became Tomei on the seventh day, like the scenario we just said, well then, why would Rebbe even call that separate tumas, kulu tumah arichtihi. In effect, it's only one long tumah because he's not yet even ready to start his nezirus. So, and yet the Mishnah is calling it tumas harbe, many tumas in the plural, implying that it's many different things that affect his nezirus. But according to Rebbe, there's no reason to consider it that, since he anyway can't start his nezirus until the next day, you should consider it as though it was one long period of being tumah. And if you would be talking about that he became Tomei each time on the eighth day, the fact is he's already at a time which is Roy, which is suitable to bring the korban. And then definitely it should be that he would have to bring separate korbanos. So how do you have, on the one hand, the Mishnah is calling it Tum Ois Harbe in the plural, and on the other hand, it's saying he brings only one korban, says Rav Chista, that can only work according to Rabbi Yosi B'Yehuda. So now that we've established that we have a Braisa, like Rebbe, and we have a Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda, so now let's figure out what the reasons are behind what they're saying. My time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that he can begin only when he brings his korbanos on the eighth day? So Omakro, like this, the Pasuk says, V'chiper olav masher chot alam nafesh, because the Pasuk says that the Kohen should bring his korbanos and atone for him for the fact that he sinned against the soul, which, as we've discussed earlier, and the Gemara is going to bring again on Daf Yud Tes, what exactly does that line mean, asher chot alam nafesh? Does it mean that he did wrongly does it mean that he did wrongly by becoming Tomei, or does it mean that he did wrongly to begin with, even by depriving himself of wine? You have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKapper that says that. So we're going to have that. Further on in the sugya, the Gemara is going to bring that. But anyway, so the pasuk says the kohen brings the korbanos for him for that, and then behold of a kiddush as roshay. Then the pasuk continues, he'll make his head holy, meaning that he starts his nezirus over. So you see clearly, says Rebbe, that the Nezirus begins only when he makes his hair holy, meaning only when he brings his korbanos. So what does Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda answer to that? He says, Im Kain, if that was what it meant, that the Pasuk says that he's beginning the new Nezirus only after he brings his korbanos, Lemakrov Kidesh Asroshoi. But the Kiddush is Roshay. Then the Pasuk could just say that he makes his hair holy. By Yom Hahu Lomali. Why would the Pasuk need to say the words by Yom Hahu? Obviously, on that day, the day he brings his korbanos, is the day he starts his nezirus. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda says, in Eina Inyan Lashmini, since those words by Yom Hahu are not needed to teach us about the eighth day, because it's obvious on the eighth day he can start, after he brought his korbanos, tneu inyan l'shvi, that instead you can apply them to the seventh day. Meaning exactly that, in other words, that we have a concept, we have a concept that we say many times in Gemara, in eina inyan l'zeh, tneu inyan l'zeh, if we don't need a pasuk about in the context that it's talking about, because we already know that point from someplace else, then what we do is, Then we apply it to something else which is closely related. So in this case, we say, since it can't be referring to the eighth day, because there's no chidush in it about the eighth day, Rebbe is going to point out in a second, there is a chidush in it, but Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda disagrees with that. So since there's no chidush in saying that on the eighth day you can bring, then evidently the pasuk must be referring back. But by Yom Hahu, it must be referring back to the seventh day. And therefore, that's where we see that he can start his nezirus again on the seventh day. Well, the Gemara asks the Rebbe Nami Haksiv by Yemahu. Nu, and according to Rebbe, it also says those words by Yemahu. So what is he doing with them? The answer is Omalach Rebbe Hahula Hochi Huda'asa. That's coming to teach you as follows. Loi Malach, it comes to tell you, even though he didn't bring his korbanos. So in other words, we're saying something a little bit different than we've been saying until now. Till now, we've been saying that Rebbe says that you can only start your Nazirus Tara, and you can only restart your Nazirus after you bring your korbanos. Now, in fact, further on, the Gemara is going to bring opinions to that say that. The Gemara is going to bring an opinion of, the Gemara is going to bring further on that of Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechen, Ben Broika, and of different other Tanoim that say that you have to bring the Korbanos before you restart the Nazirus. So right now the Gemara is assuming that Rebbe doesn't hold like that. So Rebbe would say, even if he hadn't actually brought his Korbanos yet, the Pasuk is still the same. The Kiddush is Roshim. Now, it is true. The Pasuk is V'chipper Olav Ma'ashachot Al-Nafash. The Kohen does the atonement for him, which implies that he brought his Korbanos. But Rebbe is saying that's not essential to the process. Yeah, he has to bring his Korbanos. He has a mitzvah too. But even if he hadn't brought his Korbanos, the very fact that it's the eighth day already allows him the Kiddush is Roshim by Yemahu that he can restore his Nazirus on that day, the eighth day, even though he hasn't yet brought his Korbanos. So Rebbe learns by Yemahu to say that. So therefore, he can't learn like Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Huda that it's available to teach us the seventh day. Tosfos points out that a little further along in the sugya, we're going to say that as Tosfos points out at the bottom of the Amud that Rebbe is saying that it means even though he didn't bring his korbanos, but the fact is, again, we're going to have soon in the Gemara, we're going to have the opinions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechon, and Broika that say that he can't start his Nazirus until he brings his korbanos. So how do we know that he's arguing with them? Maybe in fact he holds that you do need to bring those korbanos. And in that case, how do we know that he's using Bayoimahu to tell us that he can start counting even though he didn't bring the korbanos? So Tosfos answers the very fact that Rebbe just says Bayoim Havos korbanos of the day that he's supposed to bring his korbanos, and he doesn't specify which korbanos, implies that he doesn't care. He just cares that it's the eighth day as opposed to the seventh day. That Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is saying, whereas the Tanoim that we're going to talk about soon are going to learn the word by Yemahu differently. They're going to say that it's actually referring to some or all of the korbanos that he brings, that according to them, he can't start until he brings those korbanos. So in other words, so far, we have three different ways of understanding. So far we have a three-way machlokas, and then we're going to see soon within one of them we have multiple ways. We have Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda saying that he can start on the seventh. We have Rebbe saying he can start on the eighth, even if he hasn't brought his korbanos. And we're going to bring soon the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechon, and Broika, who say that he has to bring his korbanos before he can start his Nazirus. Further on, by the way, when we bring that, we do have that it says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that the first opinion that says that he can start counting right away is according to Rabbi Eliezer, but there is actually Hagoyis Hagra says maybe instead of Rebbe Eliezer, it should be Rebbe. And in that case, then that neatly answers Tosfos' question. How do we know that Rebbe is arguing? Because we see clearly in that Braisa that Rebbe is arguing with those two Chachamim. As opposed to if we said that the further Braisa down on the Amud says Rebbe Eliezer, then you need Tosfos' answer that we have to figure out from Rebbe's words that he disagrees with them. But anyway, so far we're saying that we have three different opinions. Seventh day, eighth day without Korbanos, or we're going to have soon two opinions of Tanoim that say Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechon Ben Broika that say that he has to bring his korbanos before he can start his count. Okay, but before we get to that point, the Gemara says. So now the Gemara asks, but Rav Chista. Now we have to ask a question on Rav Chista. So let's see, what did Rav Chista tell us so far? That the first Braisa that said the first Braisa that had said that the difference between a Nazir Tahor and a Nazir Tomei and a Nazir Tahor Shenitma is in the first case you can start counting on the seventh,
And in the second case, he can start counting only on the eighth. And we said, so that braisa we said goes point of death. Sorry, the next Mishnah, the one in Chrysos that we quoted, that says that you can have a case where a Nazir Tomei is bringing only one set of korbanos for all of his tumas, and we said it has to be according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rebbe, it's impossible to have that. Either you have that he becomes Tomei again on the seventh day, and Rebbe would count that as one long tumah because he's not yet at a time when he can bring his korbanos and start his nazirus over, or he would become Tomei on the eighth day, and Rebbe would say he'd have to actually bring separate korbanos, and that forced Rav Chista to say that Mishnah in Chrysos is only according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which of course we'd prefer not to say. We would prefer to say that Stam Mishnah goes according to everybody. So the question is, Rav Chista, my duchke la'oikme, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, why does he have to force himself to say that Mishnah in Chrysos is only according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Loikma kagain de nitma, de chazir b'leil shmi. Let him shtelain, let him explain that Mishnah is talking about the word dechazia, the Tosfos and the Rosh take out. It doesn't really belong over here. Dechazia would mean that he saw Tumah, but here we're not talking about a Zob, where he has to see Tumah, where he has to see a flow from himself to become Tumah. Here we're talking about Tumah's mess. So, loikmat gun nitma b'leil shmini, let Rav Chista establish that Mishnah in Chrysos is talking about where he became Tomei on the eighth, on the night going into the eighth. And you could say the Rebbe, and then it would be according to Rebbe, because after all, he can't bring his korbanos on the night of the eighth. So now what would happen? In other words, should we say as follows? According to Rebbe, on the face of it, yes, so given that we said before, Rebbe says he doesn't have to wait to bring the actual korbanos in order to restart. Fine, Rebbe is learning from the word bayoymahu that it has to have to be on the eighth day. It just doesn't have to be that he brought his korbanos yet. But what would that mean? That the night going into the eighth day, he can already start counting his new nazirus. And then the next morning is usually when he'll bring his korbanos. And then we should call that it should still be considered tumos harbe, it can still be considered multiple tumos, because after all, he was completely tahor of the previous one. He even had a head of shemesh. All he was missing was his korbanos. And Rebbe was saying doesn't care about the korbanos, he just cares about the day. Well, then in that case, we should call it tumos harbe. Nevertheless, though, since it wasn't a time when he could bring korbanos, because you don't bring korbanos at night, then therefore it's not yet a time which is roy to bring korbanos, and therefore we should still consider it that he brings only one, one set of korbanos. The fact that, and then we could say the Rebbe, then we would be able to say that Mishnah is according to Rebbe, which would be preferable. The fact that Rav Chista doesn't say that, lema kasavar midalay moikim lakarebi, since we see that Rav Chista is not doing that, since he's not saying that Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, and he's saying it goes only according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, does that mean lema kasavar leili olav mechusos man? Does that mean that Rav Chista holds that the night is not considered mechusos man? Meaning like this, we have, as for example, in our case, he has to bring his korbanos on the eighth day. The night before that is not yet a time when you can bring korbanos because you don't bring korbanos at night. Nevertheless, we would still say that night is not considered mechusar zman. It's not considered that it's too early. It's considered it's already the day. That a new situation kicks in. However, practically speaking, he can't bring his korbanos for a few more hours until it becomes daylight. But nevertheless, it sounds like Rav Chista is saying that the night going into the eighth day is already considered fully the equivalent of the eighth day. And therefore, in that case, so applying that to that case in the Mishnah in Chrysos, that would mean that Rebbe can't say that he should be potter from a separate set of korbanos, because the fact is, once the eighth day begins, or once the eighth night begins, then he's already chayiv in the korbanos, he just can't bring them until the next morning. So does that mean that Rav Chista holds that way, that the night is not considered mechusar zman, it's not considered that it's lacking time, the time is already here, so that he just can't bring the korbanos because of zeris hakosov, that you can only bring a korban during the daytime. And in fact, we have a machlokas about this in various places in Shas. So does that mean that Rav Chista holds that way? And therefore, Rav Chista cannot explain that Mishnah in Chrysos as being a case where the Nozer became Tomei at night. He has to say it wouldn't matter whether he became Tomei at night or during the day. Rebbe would say that still counts as a whole separate Tumah, and therefore he needs a whole separate set of korbanos for it. And therefore, only Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda could hold that way. So the Gemara answer is not necessarily. No, because you could say that really one of them depends on the other. Even if we say that the night is considered mechusar zman, the fact is these two things are interdependent. It's true that Rebbe doesn't require that the korbanos are brought in order to start the Nezirus Tara, but nevertheless, we have to figure. If you say that the night is considered mechusar zman, that the time has not come yet because the time for bringing the korbanos only begins on the morning of the 8th, well then, emas mechsi la korban, so when is he suitable to bring the korban? Let's safra only in the morning of the 8th day. Well, by that logic, nezirus, nami lechai v'ad safra. Rebbe is going to say that the nezirus can't start until the morning because Rebbe learned before from the words by Yoimahu, that it means, even though he didn't bring his korbanos, but Rebbe would say it has to be a time which is suitable to bring the korbanos. So if you're going to say Laila b'chusar zman, the night is considered disconnected from the next day, and we say the night does not count at all for this purpose because it's not yet a time for bringing the korbanos, well, in that case, when does the time of bringing the korbanos begin? The morning of the 8th. Well, by that time, so that would be when he can restore his nezirus, not any earlier. He can't restore it by night. Well, then, in that case, so now comes the morning of the 8th. He could already bring his korbanos. Then, therefore, Rebbe is going to tell us he has to bring a separate set of korbanos for each Torah. And the i'amet leo ya'ena mechusar zman, if you're going to say that the night is not considered mechusar zman, meaning that in principle, the night going into the 8th is already considered part of the 8th day, and just the fact is he can't bring his korbanos until the morning, well, then fine. Nezirus Tara, Chayla Me'urta, then fine. You would also say that the Nezirus Tara would begin the evening as well, because again, you would say night is not Mechusar Zman. And therefore, again, Rebbe would say, therefore, that the Nezirus has started over again, and therefore that now you can't be Yotze with the Korbanus. If he becomes Tomei again, he can't be Yotze with the Nezirus, with the Korbanus Tumah of his previous Tumah. So therefore, with the Makshin was thinking that you could draw a distinction between them. You could say it's not yet time to bring the Korbanus, but nevertheless, we could still say that it already counts as the eighth day. But now Rav Adar Bar Ava is answering him that no, those two things are interdependent. If you can't have a case where you can start recounting his Nezirus, but he can't yet bring his Korbanus. So the Tiferes Tzion explains on this, in other words, that the Makshin thought that since according to Rebbe, it's the key thing is the day, well, then the night before should also work for that. But Rav Adar Bar Ava is saying it's not really the day, it's the time that's suitable for bringing the korban. Well, then the night is not suitable for bringing korbanos. So no matter how you look at it, if you say Laila Mechusar Zman, then if Laila Mechusar Zman, then it means that he's only counting beginning from the morning of the 8th day and no earlier. And if you say Laila Lav Mechusar Zman, he's starting to count from the evening, but that in that case, he's already starting to count, and therefore now he needs a new set of korbanos Torah. So this concept of Laila Mechusar Zman comes up in various places in the Gemara. For example, one case where it comes up, again, we said that Mishnah in Chrysos is in connection, the context of it is originally about a woman who had multiple births or multiple miscarriages, when she has to bring multiple korbanos, multiple sets of korbanos, when she can bring only one set. So one thing you have over there, you can have a similar kind of thing, where she miscarried on a night going into the day that the korbanos should be brought. Does that count as something separate or not? Do we say that night is already considered the 41st or the 81st day, which is when she'd bring from the birth, which is when she'd bring the korbanos, or do we say that it doesn't count yet because only the morning of the 41st or the morning of the 81st? So that concept comes up here and there in Chas. So now we're saying, though, ultimately, that Rav Chisda does not have to hold one way or the other of that. Rav Adar Bar Ava is saying, either way, whether you say Laila Mechusar Zman or Laila Lav Mechusar Zman, either way, it works with what Rav Chisda had said, that Mishnah in Chrysos can be only according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. There's no way to make it work according to Rebbe. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Gufa, getting back to something that we said before. Now, Tosfos points out, what's the word? The word gufa is used in the Gemara, also the Mefarish. They point out that the word gufa in the Gemara is always used when you had something that was brought incidentally earlier in the Sugya. You had a Mishnah or a Braisa that was brought earlier in the Sugya, incidentally, and now the Gemara wants to delve into it more deeply. But here, the Braisa that we're going to quote now was not quoted earlier in the Sugya. So therefore, so what's Gufa doing over here? So they take out the word Gufa and they say instead Tonu Rabbanan, that the Gemara is going to bring a new Braisa that talks about another topic in this connection. On the other hand, the Rosh and some other Rishonim say that no, they say that no, you know what? Even though we didn't actually bring this Braisa before, but we talked about the concept that's going to be in this Braisa because we alluded to it before in the discussion between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, and therefore here, fine, Loshen Nozer Mishuna, as we've said previously, the terminology in Masechta Nozer is different than the rest of Shas in some places, and therefore it might be using the word Gufa, even though it's not an actual Braisa that we quoted before. Anyway, a Braisa said, Nitma Bashvi, if the person became Tomei on the seventh day of his count of Tara, to become Tohar from his Torah, v'chozav v'nitma b'shvi, and then he became Tomei again on the seventh day after being sprinkled the second time, ein maybe al korban echad, then he brings only one korban because then, according to everybody, even Rebbe, who says that the key thing is whether he comes to a day when he can bring his korbanos, but the fact is on the seventh day he can't yet bring his korbanos. On the other hand, Nitma Bashmiv, all we said, the reason why we said the Mishnah in Chrysos that we quoted before can't be like Rebbe is because we can't really call that multiple tumors. In effect, from the point of view of the Dinim of Nazirus, it's all one long tumor. Anyway, continues the Braisa. Nitma Bashmini. And what happens if he becomes Tomei on the eighth day, because of Nitma Bashmini, and then again he becomes Tahar, and then again he becomes Tomei on the eighth day, maybe Korban al Kol Echad V'Echad, he brings a separate Korban for each one. And again, both Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Yehuda would agree with that part, because they both agree now on the eighth day, he's already on a time which is suitable for bringing Korbanos. Now, the question in the Braisa is, when does he start counting his Nazirus? He can start count maskul amoyna miyad. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that now he can start his counting his nazirus right away, meaning he doesn't have to wait until he actually brings his korbanos. So says Rabbi Eliezer. So again, Agoris Agro changes the word Rabbi Eliezer to Rebbe, and he says this opinion over here fits exactly according to what Rebbe said, according to what we said before, according to Rebbe, that even though he didn't bring his korbanos yet, nevertheless he can still start counting. He just says it has to be on the eighth day. He can't start his nazirus again on the seventh day. On the other hand, if we have over here the girsa that we have in front of us, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, then it would come out more. Then it would come out more that he's going like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that because he would be going more according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because then we would say maschul amoyna miyad, which would mean that he can start counting already on the seventh day when he becomes tahor. So divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. So that's Tosfos discusses. Tosfos discusses that, and now Rabbi Eliezer had said in Or Mishnah that if you're losing only one day, then you don't bring a korban truma. Rabbi Eliezer had said only if you're losing 2 days or more. So therefore, necessarily, the maskul amoyna miyad, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, would have to mean that Rabbi Eliezer is saying he brings his korbanos on the eighth day, but backtracking, he can already have started his nazirus on the day before that, on the seventh day, which would be like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Again, though, Hagoyis HaGurah changes the words to Divrei Rebbe, and in that case, the Miyad would in fact mean the eighth day, and it would mean that Rebbe is saying, even though he hasn't brought his korbanos. Anyway, v'chamrem korban echad alakol, the Chum say that even if he became Tomei on the eighth day, he can bring one korban for all of it, because ad shiyovi chatosai, because until he brings his chatos, he can't restart his nazirus. So therefore, so they would say, even on the eighth day, if he became Tomei again, if he hasn't brought his chatos yet, then he can still, he'll become Tohar again, and then he'll bring one set of korbanos to cover all of those tumors. And they continue, hevi chatos v'nitma, if each time he brought his chatos and then became Tomei, v'hevi chatos v'nitma, and again he became Tohar and again comes with a new set of korbanos and brings his chatos and then becomes Tomei again, maybe korban, al-kolachad rachad, then he's going to have to bring korban separately for each one, because the Chum say the key thing is whether he brought his chatos. only after he brought his chatas can he start his nazirus over. And the chacham continue, hevi chatosev, like hevi ashamay, even if he brought his chatas but not yet bring his asham, moina, he can still count in the nazirus tara beginning from that day. The key thing is whether he brought his chatas. So it comes out, in other words, the chachamim are in one way makel and in one way machmir. In one way they're makel, they're saying that he can start counting once he brought his chatas. On the other hand, they're machmir in that they're saying that you have to have brought the chatas, and until you do, you can't start counting. Then you have another opinion, Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shel Rabbi Yechon ben Breukheimer, k'shem shechatos ikvatoi, the same way as the chatas prevents him, according to the chachamim, from starting his nazirus over until he brings the chatas. He can't start. Kach kein ashomim ma'akvoi, so it would be that his osham also prevents him. So in other words, in short, we have several different opinions over here. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, he always starts on the seventh. And according to the way Tosfos learns Rabbi Eliezer in this braisa as well, he would hold the same thing. According to Rebbe, he needs to start on the eighth day. Doesn't matter whether he brought any korbanos yet, as long as it's the eighth day. According to the Chachamim in this Braisa, he has to have at least brought the Chatas. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, no Shem Rechem and Breuka, he has to have also brought the Osha. And without that, he can't start counting. So let's figure out where each of them is getting his opinion from. Bishlema Rabbi Eliezer, I understand Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, why he says that he can start counting on the seventh day, or on the eighth day, or on the seventh day, the way Tosfos learns it, because the pasuk says he makes his hair holy on that day, which means even though he didn't bring his korbanos. So we would say again that Rabbi Eliezer holds, like Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that it's good enough to start counting on the seventh day, and the korbanos doesn't matter, because it just says Bayemahu. But Rabbanan and the Chachamim would say, Hahu, the word Hahu means Afri Shalahevi Hashamai. The word Bayim Hahu, the word Hahu is extra. So they would say that it means that even though he hasn't brought his asham, as long, usually an asham is ma'akiv. Usually when a person brings an asham for something, he has to bring it. But over here, we're saying that even though he didn't bring his asham, he can still start counting his nazirus over again. So Elo Rabbi Shmuel, Hahu Lomali, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, what is he doing with the word Hahu? If according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to have brought all the korbanos, even the asham, then what is the word Hahu telling us that he can start counting even though he hasn't done something yet? The answer is, Omalach, Rabbi Shmuel will answer you. Hahu means afapi shalai hevi oilosoi. That means that he hasn't, even though he hasn't yet brought his oila. Again, the Nazir Tomei brings three korbanos, a chatas and an oila, which are two birds, and an osham, which is a sheep. So now Rabbi Shmuel is saying the word hahu teaches us of those three korbanos, he can still be missing one. He can still be missing the oila. He hasn't brought that yet, and yet he can still start counting his nazirus. And the Gemara answers back, but Rabbanon, what are the Chachamim answer back to that? They say, Oila leboy mota. You don't need a miut to tell us that you don't need to bring the oila, that it doesn't prevent him from storing over. Dirt and ba'almahu, because a korban oila is basically just a present. It doesn't really come so much for kapara. When the Torah is telling you to bring a chatas, many times it's accompanied by an oila. But it's not something that's considered so essential for the kapara. So therefore, in other words, the idea is you have the Alter Rebbe mentions it in Geras HaTshuva, for example, that first you bring an oila to get back to as present to the king, to get back into his good graces. Then you bring him the chatas, which is for kapara, that he should forgive you. So the oila is necessary for that, but it's not so essential that we should say that without that he can't start his nazirus tara. So therefore, the chacham say you don't need a pasuk to tell us that if he didn't bring it, then he can still start over his nazirus. So therefore they say that Hahu cannot be telling us anything about the Oila. It has to be telling us something about one of the other korbanos, namely the Osham. Now, Tosfos says, so what would Rabbi Shmuel answer to that? He would say, the fact is that Pasuk does mention them together. It mentions the Chatas and the Oila together. And then it says, only in the next Pasuk does it mention the Osham. So even though the Ola is basically a present to Hashem rather than part of the Kapara, still the fact is the Pasuk puts it before the words of Chippur Olav and the Kiddush HaSeroshei, right? So therefore you would think that the Ola is essential, and therefore we're telling us that with the word Hahu that no, the Ola is not so essential. So that explains the respective opinions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechon ben Broka, whether he has to have brought the Osham in order, or at least that explains Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechon ben Broka, why he would say that you need to have brought all the korbanos, because he would say the only exception is the Ola, because it's a dod and ba'al. Or the Chachamim rather say it's a dirt and ma'alma. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shmuel would say it still would be ma'akiv if it weren't for the word hahu in the pasuk. Okay, so the Gemara says, my time out did Abbanon. What about what's the Chachamim's reason? Why do they say that the Oshim is not ma'akiv? In other words, the question is, let's look at the order of the Pesukim. The pasuk says that he brings a chatas and an ola of birds, and the pasuk says, Then it says, the chippur olav, the kohen makes kapara for him, and the kiddush asrosha bayemahu, he makes his hair holy on that day, and he starts his mezuzah. Then the next pasuk continues that he brings an osham. So if you just looked at the order of the psukim, that alone would tell you that he can start the counting before he brings the osham. Why do the Chachamim say we need the word hahu to tell us that you can start counting without bringing the asham, if anyway the order of the psukim suggests that point? In other words, the point of the question of the Gemara is that according to the other opinions, according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, you need the word hahu to tell us you can already start on the seventh day, even though it's not the day that you bring the korbanos yet. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we're saying that the chiddush is that even though you haven't brought the oila. But according to the Chachamim, why would they need a word hahu to tell us to exclude the osham, if anyway the order of the psukim is clearly excluding it? So the answer is like this: Tanya, because we learn in a brisa, the pasuk says v'hizir l'Hashem is yemei nizrei. He should declare to Hashem the days of his nizros. V'hevi keves v'nshnasel l'osham, and he brings a sheep within its first year as an osham. So ma tamad loymar, what is the pasuk adding with these words, and particularly by putting these words between the oila and the chatas and the osham? So like this, lafisha matzina shekol hashamas shabat Torah shein ma'akvin. We find that all other hashamas that the Torah tells us are ma'akiv. If a person has to bring an osham, then his kapara is not complete unless he brings his asham. So what do we have? There's six kinds of ashamas that we mention them in morning davening. Asham gzelus, asham meilus, asham shivchacharufa, asham those three, without those, the person doesn't have the kapara, the full kapara for the gzela or the meila or the shivchacharufa. In the case of Asham Nazir, is what we're discussing over here. Asham Metzora, without bringing his Asham, he can't eat Kodshim. And Asham Tolui, same thing, as Kapara, he hasn't accomplished his Kapara without bringing the Asham Tolui. So most Ashamas, we're saying, so five out of the six Ashamas, we see that there's something in it that's ma'akiv. You don't bring them, then something is incomplete. Yochol Afzem Ma'akva, you would think, then the Braisa says that maybe here also the Osham would be ma'akev, and without bringing the Osham, he can't restore his Nazirus, which is how Rabbi Shmuel, in fact, says that way, but the Chacham are disagreeing with him. So the Braisa is saying, according to their opinion, Tamut Laima v'hizir v'hevi. Therefore, the Pasuk says it in that order, that he declares the Nazirus, he starts the Nazirus over, and then he brings, meaning, afapi, shaloi hevi, hizir, even though he hasn't yet brought the Osham, nevertheless, he can still count his Nazirus. So now, in that case, then why? Why do the Chachamim need to learn that from the word Hahu? And the answer is because Tosfos says, if it weren't for the word Hahu, you would have said that maybe, like Rabbi Shmuel, you would say that the Behizir is referring that he hasn't brought the Oila yet, and you would say that maybe the Osham is Ma'akiv. So therefore, the Pasuk adds the word Hahu to tell us to do doushin, the word behizer, that way, that it means the do doushin it that way, that even though he hasn't yet brought the osham, which is what's mentioned next in the pasuk, nevertheless, he can restore his mezuzah. So that's how the Chacham learn. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel Benosha Rabbi Yechim and Breka. He says no. You doubting the hizir behavi when it says he declares it in zeros and he brings. He says just the opposite. It means emasai hizir. When can he have started as nazirus? Bisman shekhevi, when he already brought his asham previously. Because only when he brings his asham can he restart his nazirus. And again, if we didn't have the word hahu, then we would have doushin differently. And therefore, so in other words, according to both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel, we're saying the word hahu is necessary in order to teach us to actually doushin the words behizir, behavi, the way they're doushining. Otherwise, we would have thought to doushin. Otherwise, we would have thought to doushin differently. So that's where the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel are getting their respective opinions. That Rabbi Shmuel is saying you need to bring the Asham before you can restart your Nazirus, and the Chachamim are saying that's not necessary. Even if you didn't bring the Asham, as long as you brought the Chatas and the Ola is not active. And then we had the opinions before of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi who say that the Korbanos are not even ma'akev at all. You can start the Nazirus already without having done any of the above. Okay, and we'll continue that discussion tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, or Matzah Shabbos, rather.
Yes, sure.